Air carriers. Shippers have a wide variety of airplanes and airlines to choose from. Small commuter planes to wide-body aircraft present enough options to satisfy most requirements. Passenger aircraft move the majority of air cargo in the world due to their frequent, regular flight schedules and use of the latest aircraft designs that have more cargo capacity. While passengers remain the first priority on such flights and their luggage has priority over cargo, cargo space remains a vital part of airline revenue and contributes to their business viability. It is easier to break even or turn a profit on flights. Cargo-only carriers specialize in air cargo. U.S. domestic air cargo-only services are dominated by carriers including FedEx, UPS, Delta Cargo, and United Cargo. International air cargo-only flights are provided by carriers such as FedEx, UPS, DHL, Qatar Airways Cargo, Emirates Sky Cargo, Korean Air Cargo, Cathay Pacific, and Lufthansa. Amazon is rapidly growing as an air cargo shipper, and it recently started moving third-party freight in addition to its own freight for U.S. and European routes. They are still much smaller than the established carriers. Aircraft used for hauling cargo includes combination carriers, which carry freight and passengers during the same trip. Combination carriers can hold freight on the main deck as well as in the freight hold belly. Passenger luggage has priority over air freight on combination carriers. Freight can be bumped from a flight to accommodate additional passengers and their luggage. Air cargo carriers, which focus on letters, envelopes, packages, and freight, as opposed to passengers in addition to freight. There are several types of air cargo carriers. Integrated carriers, for example, FedEx and UPS, provide door-to-door service via multimodal transport. They have a well-developed service that dominates many markets for next-day and second-day delivery of letters, small packages, and small shipments. Non-integrated carriers, including on-demand air-only services, use freight forwarders and shippers to complete door-to-door service. They provide speed and flexibility with immediate and unscheduled services along with same-day service. Scheduled flights to fixed destination carriers, which typically operate as both combination carriers with passengers and air cargo service. Like their passenger flights, their cargo-only fleet has regular schedules that serve fixed destinations. Airlines providing this service include Cathay Pacific, Korean Airlines, and Lufthansa. Aircraft bodies come in the following size categories: narrow body, wide body. Other type could be a combination passenger and cargo plane with passengers on the main deck and cargo on the cargo deck, lower deck, or a cargo-only plane, cargo on main deck, cargo on cargo deck. Either type can be modified to the other configuration. In general, wide-body aircraft have more width and height in the hold and can hold more freight than an otherwise similar narrow-body aircraft. For passenger aircraft, a wide-body aircraft can accommodate two passenger aisles rather than one aisle as in a narrow-body passenger aircraft. Passenger aircraft have room in the freight hold for transporting cargo along with baggage. On narrow-body planes, the freight is often handled much like luggage, for example, loose, not palletized, but some kinds of unit load devices, ULDs, airline industry containers, can be used in some narrow-body planes, and these might hold passenger luggage. Cargo on wide-body aircraft hold cargo and ULDs. In wide-body passenger-carrying aircraft, passenger luggage may be required to be stowed in ULDs. Some carriers have larger specialized aircraft that can accommodate project cargo.